Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Welcome to the secret world of Slimming Club's fun size. If you're currently putting away the winter clothes that are too small for you and getting out the summer clothes that are too small for you, this is the podcast you need. I'm Jo, and with me is my fellow dieter, Victoria.
Hello.
These fun size episodes are with you every single Tuesday to bring some positivity to your body and the rest of your life.
But first, we have got another relationship to help.
Okay. Here we go.
A married couple with a toddler divide the jobs equally in the house.
Okay.
One of her jobs is washing the clothes. Things have been busy and all of the jobs have been neglected for a few days.
That's what happens when you have a toddler.
I feel like this is a bit too close to home.
Okay. Is this your problem? Is this you?
It could be.
Okay.
He didn't have any clean clothes for work, so he did a wash of just of his clothes. When she found out, she was upset that he'd not washed anything for her or their child. This literally happens every single week in our house.
Don't tell
it does.
Me.
It does. Because I pretty much do a wash every day. You just have to. But there are some times when certain things can't be washed with certain things, and that's fine. But my other half will then just take that upon himself to wash all of his nicer things and leave the other nicer things for another wash. But it's all right. You wash all your work stuff, all your trousers, all of that. And me and Ethan will just, you know, get by on the dregs of the clothes.
It drives me insane. Here's the thing.
You're doing it. You're doing the wash anyway.
I don't think they do it on purpose. I don't think they go, I'm going to leave their
stuff
out.
No, they just don't think.
I think they don't think.
They don't think. Men don't think.
I really do. I don't think they're being a twat.
No.
Because if I did think they were being a twat, I would tell you. But they just don't think.
No.
They just go, oh, I've got some clothes to wash, so I'll do mine.
I wouldn't be upset about it. Like, I'm never absolutely fuming, livid, oh my God, don't want to talk to you.
Yeah, but if you had a little baby.
Yeah, but I do.
You have got one.
Like, I don't know.
It's
frustrating. It's really frustrating, but it's not enough for me to, like, I mean, you pick your battles,
don't you? It's not a trigger for you.
It's not a trigger for me, but I can see how it would be for some people.
Yeah, me too.
My thing is the washing up, because I do that as well as cook.
Yeah, yeah.
So I get really annoyed when things are just left on the side. Mm. I think, well, I do this all day. Mm. I wash up all the time. You can at least, if you're going to have a little snack before dinner, you can at least wash that plate so I don't have to
But
do
you
it.
See, Matt is very, I obviously work different hours to him because I work early morning. Because I'm always home, like, and I'll be home mid-afternoon the latest most days.
Yeah.
He thinks I've just got a lot of time on my hands and I don't really work.
But you've already done like a full shift.
I know.
Before you get home.
I know. Don't fucking tell.
No, I've
told him.
Yeah.
And I've said to him, I've done often 7 hours before he's got out of bed.
It's crazy,
so,
isn't it?
He don't listen to this, so I can say it. Fuck off. It's not right. It's not fair. He just thought, oh, well, you've been at home. I've just got home at 6.
You just don't think.
They don't think. We, of course, have put it to the Facebook community, and these are some of the messages that have come back.
Mercedes says, I'm sorry, is the child not his? There's no way that he couldn't fit in some baby clothes.
Oh, exactly.
The only reason I do all the laundry is because I don't pay the mortgage. But if I left it for a few days, my partner would definitely wash our clothes.
Our clothes.
Yeah, see,
all
that's
caps.
The thing. I wash it every single day, but there's never a point where we are down to like the last vest or the last pair of knickers.
That's the thing for me,
like,
is that
there's always things there.
Of course. For me, when I'm doing the washing, I would never dream of only doing mine.
No, you wouldn't.
I'd just do whatever needs doing.
To be done.
It wouldn't even cross my mind to go around and just pick the stuff
no.
that
I'm fucking
I know.
Kirsty says, my husband does this and I don't mind. He doesn't take note of laundry labels like I do and might wash something delicate incorrectly. It's still less work for me, so it's not a problem. And that is actually quite a good point.
Yeah.
To be fair, I'm a bit like that.
I mean, I do. I just shove it in. I don't look at labels at all. The only thing is when it comes to drying, I will check that. But washing, it all gets going.
I know, but we had an incident once with one of Matt's Aston Villa tops.
Oh, no.
And I'd never looked at the label. And when I looked at the label, it very clearly said, wash it inside out a certain temperature, which I do now.
Okay. My argument for that would be, did he put it in the normal wash basket?
We only have one.
Well, that's it then. That's, you know, if you want something washing.
I know, I can't be responsible.
See, my partner's got a lot of nice jumpers. Mm. He likes, you know, expensive jumpers, and that's fine. But if you put them in the wash where all of the other stuff goes and that gets washed, I'm not held responsible for that.
Oh, I agree. And Matt's got a jumper that I think was his granddad's or his grandma knitted him or something.
Okay.
It's got some sentimental value.
Yeah.
And he put that in the wash one day and he went, oh, don't. That's got sentimental value. And I went, well, good luck washing it then, because I ain't touching.
But why is it in the wash
basket? Yes, I don't know.
Put it somewhere else
then.
Thank
you.
That's my problem.
This is my favourite podcast episode because it's therapy.
Marie says, it depends. Did he just wash what he needed for work so that he had something clean to wear? Thoughtless and a bit wasteful if it was a small wash, but I'd let it go. If he deliberately went through the baskets and picked out full load of his stuff just to put in the wash, then that's just childish, passive-aggressive bullshit.
Correct. And I agree. Agree with all of that, Marie. Dawn says, my ex used to do that, even if it meant just putting a few bits in. Thank fuck he's now my ex.
Yeah, see, my partner does do a very light load, and that really winds me up, because I think, well, that's hours wasted there.
Yeah, it is. And the thing, and also, you've got a kiddie.
Yeah.
You've got a toddler. So he knows that there's stuff to be washed off
every day
of Ethan's.
Yeah.
He knows that because, like you say, I'm not used to the everyday wash,
no,
to be fair. But
he is.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Fiona says, being married and a parent is a partnership. We each have our own jobs, but still pick up bits and pieces if the other one is busy. But I'd rather I did all of the laundry myself because I can't trust the hubster to properly segregate colours, hang up or fold clothes to my satisfaction.
And that's fair enough.
Yeah, see, we hang ours out on errors and he never does that.
No.
So that annoys, like, I've got my way of doing that. So put the wash on, that's fine. I'll hang it out.
Mm.
Not
if you want to do that, then that's absolutely fine. But I think they fucking play on this shit.
Mm.
I think they could. Matt is so obsessed with doing things correctly that I know that when he's messing something up like
you know that he's doing
it
on purpose.
Oh, here we fucking
interesting.
Go. He's better. If he ever cooked, he'd be better than me.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. Never does it. Done it once and it was better. If he ever does the washing, if he ever actually does that, and it's not often, it's better because he's so obsessed with.
Oh, do you know what? I agree. I do.
He proper focuses on stuff.
Again, I think that's a man thing.
Yeah. But he's better at it all than me. So he should be doing it all. As far as I'm concerned. Daryl says, I feel so sorry for that poor man having to wash his own work clothes and all he gets is bad vibes.
Daryl,
fucking
come on.
No.
He's
done it to wind us up, Daryl.
No, he has, hasn't he? I'm
right, Daryl, stay after class, please.
Mel says, dick behaviour. If you put in a wash on, stick in anything that can go in the load. I'm petty petty face and I'd not include any of his clothes in the wash for a few loads.
Yeah. Mm. They've got, I always say to Matt, you do what you want, as long as I'm allowed to do exactly what you do.
Yeah.
If I'm allowed to act like you, then
that's
keep
fine.
Going.
But you wouldn't
keep
don't.
Fucking go. Well, I can be petting, let me tell you that. Amy says, my husband wouldn't know how to turn the washing machine on.
And there we go.
Which is fair enough. Remember, you can get 3 podcasts from us each week, 2 on this feed and an extra portion on Patreon. Patreon's just £4 a month. The benefits are bigger than ever. There'll be a new sticker available to new patrons every single month. And April, if you join Patreon, is the brand new sticker that you get for free. Future Skinny Bitch.
Love it.
It's love a future it. Skinny bitch, starting Monday, of course. That's the sticker, and it's a belt. It's so good. You are loving it, and it's so good to see them on your books yeah. and everything, so thank you. You will also get full access to our weight loss certificates, a brand new podcast just for patrons every Monday, plus the full back catalogue, free spot prizes, cash giveaways. It's all on there. You just go to patreon.com/secretslimpod or search for The Secret World of Slimming Clubs on the Patreon app.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Right, let's get our next story.
Okay, so we do this podcast because we can often be found eating when we shouldn't. But have you ever eaten in the shower?
Jesus Christ. Okay. No.
Hollywood star and Mrs. Justin Timberlake, Jessica Biel, has revealed that she eats in the shower.
Right, firstly, she does not look as though she eats.
I know, full stop.
Actually, she looks great.
Yeah, she does.
That's unfair. She looks like she just eats properly.
Yes.
And smaller portions
and
than me.
And not 5 million Easter eggs.
Yes.
So the things that she's listed as good shower eats include... cereal.
No!
Yogurt.
No!
Ice lollies.
No!
Tea or coffee.
No!
So I've
been... having a brew in the shower.
So I've been known, obviously this won't be a shock to anyone, when I'm going out or when I used to go out and get ready, I would have a rum and coke in the shower. You know, while I'm getting ready and like exfoliating and having a shave and like washing my hair, all of that.
Yeah.
I'd have a rum and coke on the windowsill.
With a straw.
You know, lovely.
So you step out.
No, I would reach over and just drink it. Because I'd have a straw. I have straws in my drink.
Yeah.
So I would do that. And I have done that many a time. But no, I wouldn't eat yogurt. I wouldn't eat cereal. I mean, ice lollies, they just melt, surely.
All I'm thinking of is the water going into the cereal bowl. But obviously it's not.
But
it's obviously just to the side.
If you're going to eat, I mean...
it's not got enough time to have some cereal.
Yeah, but I mean, eating in the bathroom is just weird anyway. But like, sit in the bath then. If you're going to eat, at least sit.
I've never eaten in the bath. Remember we did the bath with a glass of wine that time?
Yeah.
Because that was absolute guaranteed weight loss. There's no way.
No. I mean, you see that meme about the chocolate finger packet floating in the bath.
Yes, I think that's genius.
But I think if it came down to it... I wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't.
I wouldn't eat in the bathroom.
You wouldn't. What if Justin Timberlake asked you to?
No, I don't fancy him.
Oh, I fucking would.
No. He wasn't nice to Britney, so. Hail Britney.
Well, I mean, who was in the wrong there?
That's true.
We don't know them. We don't know anything.
Okay, so here is more of Jessica explaining her habit.
Here's my rules with shower eating. A ledge is really helpful. Something that you can stick your cup, your yogurt container, your coffee, your espresso, whatever it is you're enjoying. But I like to take a bite or a sip and put it on the ledge. And then, you know, you do your thing, you wash your hair, keep the soap out. That's a big deal. It's pretty simple, guys. You can do this. Find it deeply satisfying.
No.
Is she being paid to say that? Is it like some sponsorship or something?
Yeah, was it hashtag ad underneath
it? I don't know. It just doesn't seem very genuine, does it? I don't know. It's not for me.
Yeah, we're saying it's not for us, Jessica. You do you, darling.
Yeah.
You do you. But we don't want your silly Hollywood lifestyle.
But where is the strangest place you think you have eaten?
Interesting.
I don't know if it's strange, but obviously a lot of car eating.
Yeah.
I mean, that happens a lot.
Yeah, agreed. Car eating is good. Fish and chips in the car, always good. I don't even think there has been anywhere strange.
No, some people are a bit weird about eating in bed, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, I... you don't want crumbs in there.
No,
as
but
a
it,
rule.
Yeah, but it is nice having a bit of toast, a bit of tea, just a little bit of breakfast.
Sparky, the guy I work with on the radio, he spoke on the radio about this a few weeks ago, about how him and his wife take food up to eat in bed.
Oh, no.
Like, that's
well,
a regular...
Well, like dinner food. Like, takeaway food.
Yeah.
Mm. I do it in a hotel room. You know, if you've gone on a night out or
agreed.
Something. Because there's not really anywhere else you can eat it,
no, there isn't. And you always... Because you're drunk, usually, when you're in a hotel room and you are stumbling past a Tesco Express. You get a meal deal, you put it on your bed.
Yeah.
Because there's nowhere else. You're right. Yeah. That's the only time for me,
though. I
don't
think I'd do it at home, though.
No,
not dinner.
Not a bloody animal, darling. That's it for this episode of Fun Size. We will be back on Thursday on this feed, then on Patreon on Monday. But whether you're slimming or sinning, remember,
there's no shame in a game.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.